So we're up to the very last Mishnah of Perek Vav, Mishnah Chet, and so up until this point we've been discussing all of the things that the Kohen Gadol could do, and then we spoke about the fact that he had the two goats, and he slaughtered one of the goats, and he sent away the other goat to Azazel, and now the Mishnah leaves off over here that the Kohen Gadol can't continue his next service that he's about to do without knowing that the goat actually made it to the cliff, that the goat was pushed off the cliff. So here's what the Mishnah says. Amru lo Kohen Gadol, Higia Sa'ir Lamidbar. They would say to the Kohen Gadol that the goat has reached the wilderness, and therefore you are able to continue with your avoda. But how in the world, since the cliff edge was very far from where the Kohen Gadol was standing, how do they know that the goat had reached the cliff in the wilderness and that he was pushed off? So what do? They set up platforms. There were platforms that stood all the way from the base of Megiddo, from Yerushalayim, all the way up until the cliff. And on these platforms were people standing with flags, and they would sort of raise their flags once sort of like in succession. Uminif and Basudarin, they would wave their flags in succession. So the guy would see the goat go over the cliff, one guy raises his flag, then so on and so forth until they reach the guy on standing on the platform closest to Yerushalayim, and he would raise his flag, and then they would know that the goat was pushed off the cliff. That's how they would know. However, there is a machlokas. Other opinions say different things. Rama Rabbi Yehuda says, "Velo siman gadol hayalahem." Isn't there a much better sign to know that the goat had arrived? So the thing that we do not know from the mission itself, evidently, is that Rabbi Yehuda does not believe that you need to wait to continue the avoda until the goat gets pushed off the cliff. Rather, according to Rabbi Yehuda, all you have to do is wait until the goat just makes it to the desert. Now, the desert was 3 mil from Yerushalayim, which is a much shorter, much shorter than 12 mil, which we knew that was the distance from Yerushalayim to the cliff. So, Rabbi Yehuda, how do you know? And Yerushalayim, the ad base chidudo shlosha mil, and it's only 3 mil from Yerushalayim to the goat's cliff, and sort of the goat's cliff is put in quotes because he doesn't mean the goat's cliff. He means the entrance to the desert. Holchen mil. They would have a person walk from him to the Beis Hamikdash. 1 mil. Veshon kedei mil. And then he would walk. The Chozrin mil. Then this guy who walked, the guy with the goat, he'd walk back to the Beis Hamikdash 1 mil. And then Veshon kedei mil. Then they would wait the amount of time that it took to walk a mil. So that's one there, one back, and then they would wait the amount of time it took to walk a mil. That was 3 mil. The Yodin, Shigia Seir Lamidbar. Since they only needed to wait the amount of time that it took to walk 3 mil, and essentially they just did that, then they would know that the goat had reached the desert, and then the Kohen Gadol can continue with his service. Or Bishmael Omer, probably the most famous of all these answers of how we knew that the goat had made it to the wilderness. Isn't there another obvious one? There was a red string that was tied above the entrance of the Heichal, of the sanctuary building. When this goat had reached the wilderness, then this red string would turn white. And that's how they would know. That would be their symbol. It was a miracle. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya that says, if your sins will be like red thread, they will turn white like snow. And so evidently, once the red thread, which represents sins, turns white, then they know their sins were forgiven, which means they know that the goat was in the wilderness, and then they knew that they were okay to continue with the avoda. That brings the end of Perek Vav, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Perek Zayin. For now, we'll stop right